So tonight is debate night, the big night that everybody's been waiting for. Still predicting that Joe Biden will get a, he'll find himself a COVID test. He'll take a few minutes before and say, I can't do it. I got the COVID. I can't. It's my prediction.
Not off the table.
But I am curious. Question for our audience today. If you know anybody that has not decided, these debates over the years have been about swaying undecided voters. Is there an undecided voter anywhere?
No, I don't think so.
I'd love to have a conversation. Love to have a conversation about that today with you, if you are in fact undecided, or if you know somebody that's undecided and what they're wrestling with. I'm kind of curious. I don't want to argue with you. I just want to understand what issues you're sort of weighing and going back and forth on. There's got to be somebody out there, so maybe we can find them here on the program. What do you say? Let's give that a try. Our program today is brought to you by MyPillow. And MyPillow is home to a lot of really good products. One that I just want you to take advantage of before they take this deal down, which they will soon because this one's been here longer than normal, is the mattress topper. Now, I'm going to suggest that you buy this product to get a better night's sleep. But if you buy this product, you put it on your bed, you sleep a few nights, you don't like it, it doesn't feel quite right, it's not for you, you send it back. You got like 60 days to get a complete money-back guarantee. So there's really no risk in buying it. No risk. Then once you have it, 60 days, you got a 10-year warranty on it. And mind you, you can wash and dry the cover. This thing's made in the USA. Got the MyPillow foam for support, the transitional foam to relieve the pressure points, the ultra-soft patented temperature-regulating cover. 30% off when you use Scott as your promo code. 30% off when you use Scott as your promo code. Plus, you get two standard MyPillows absolutely free. So, I'm just saying. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. If you are undecided about this year's presidential election, who you'll vote for in 38 days, I want to hear from you. Okay? 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. The second you text, they pop up here. Todd is off today, so don't text Todd. Just text me, 701-367-2054. You can also email us, scotth@flagfamily.com. Fred in Wing. I had no idea. So you're undecided? You don't know who you're going to vote for?
Nope. I know who I'm going to vote for.
You do.
I did not listen to your promo. I had Fox News on. I'm sorry. I was listening about ACB. Go ACB.
Yeah, Fox News is fine until the appointed hour. What's on your mind begins. And then you turn down the sound. Yeah. And Amy Coney. To Fred's point, Amy Coney Barrett is up on Capitol Hill with the Vice President Pence and the Chief of Staff for Donald Trump, and they are getting ready to make the rounds to see senators that will see them. Some won't see them, by the way. Tina Smith, the sitting senator from Minnesota, will not receive the Supreme Court nominee of the president. Can you believe that?
She's a class act, that Tina Smith.
Tina Smith, you know, Tina Smith hasn't done much in the Senate, but that's one thing she's done about disgust me to the core. Chuck Schumer, same thing. How disgusting are these people? They don't have the common courtesy to meet with somebody. They're no better than the, you know, people in the streets breaking windows. It's ridiculous.
The vice president is escorting this lady.
He is.
You should at least talk to him, for heaven's sake.
Right. He's the president of the Senate. So that's what happens. He takes the nominee up there. It's pretty cool. Pretty neat. And again, her record is well known. She's accomplished. She's She deserves consideration. This makes sense. She's been on the president's list and vetted for a long time. It's just how they play the game. It's rather sad. But anyway, Fred,
undecided voters.
Okay.
Now, my grandson's first year he can vote, right? So he's really getting into studying it all out, and he's new to a lot of the game. And he said that he's going to write in Jesus and vote for Jesus. He's 18 years old. So I just want to say, Jesus has got one vote too.
I
love it.
We'll look for that on the write-in list. But you know, talk about a way to stop the madness. There you go. I love it. I love it. All right, Fred.
Would Jesus accept if he won?
Yeah, good question. I think he's got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we got a kick out of it anyway. But he's kind of an undecided voter, first-time voter. It's exciting for him. That's what he told us. It was kind of funny. But today is the Jewish New Year, 5,780th year, according to the Jews. And the reading that they have a reading that goes out to all the Jewish people every year. It's called the Parsha. And they read the first five verses of the Bible in Genesis this week. So I think maybe that'd be a good thing for all of us to do, find out who our Creator is when we got to go through all this. And maybe it'll help with the undecided voters. Go Trump. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate the call. Dennis is on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I already know who I'm voting for, but I've got some friends that are Democrats, and they're not the hardcore left-wingers. And you'd be amazed at how many of them are really wanting to watch this debate. There's more than a few of them out there that are finding out that NBC News hasn't been shooting them straight about Trump. And there's more than a few that are really interested.
Well, that's interesting. Now, that would tell me if, I guess it makes sense that you're going to have, Democratic, people that are part of the Democratic Party that see the party of, downtown Minneapolis and Seattle and Portland and, and say that's not me. So, can I go over there?
What I really think it is Black Lives Matter and Antifa kind of opened their eyes up. Hey, wait a minute. The National Democrat Party, they're in bed with these people. And that's not me. That's not my family. And that's what started turning them. And now they're really listening to what the Republicans have to offer. And it's not going to take much, but they'll get the deal sealed. And there'll be a lot more Democrats voting for Trump than the Democrats care to admit.
Why do they need the debate to decide?
Because of the media.
So they're just not sure about this guy? I mean, they hear enough stuff that they want to find out if he's the monster the media says he is?
Have you seriously listened to what MSNBC and CNBC and NBC is the worst? Have you seriously listened to what they've been saying about Trump?
I have to admit no, because it's so bad. It's just riddled with lies. Well, I mean, basically, the vast majority of the media is simply an arm of the Biden campaign. They're not media. They're not objectively looking at anything. They are, 60 Minutes on Sunday, just a total disgrace. The most basic, simple fact that Tommy Fisher and Fisher Industries won over $1 billion worth of bids by being the, are you ready? Wait for it, low bidder. They were the low bidder. That's how you get jobs. They're trying to cook up some kind of conspiracy theory. Oh, and then got a lawyer from some butterfly sanctuary. You got to be kidding me. I love butterfly. I love them. But don't put the sanctuary down there on the border. Maybe put it 10 miles in or something, because we've got a border to defend. Not to the butterfly people, but, no facts. None. So I've given up on them. I don't listen to them, Dennis, but that's what I'd suggest your friends do. Maybe they should just quit listening to that garbage.
Well, Rome wasn't conquered in a day. But again, thank God that he allowed BLM and Antifa to do what they're doing, because that has done more to wake up more Democrats about what their party's actually doing.
100% agree with you. I 100% agree with you, Dennis, and I hope you'll call us back and let us know what your friends think after the debate tonight. I want to know more tomorrow, okay?
Oh, I'm sure the chat line is going to be smoking.
I'm waiting for the chat line. Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate it. I want to hear it. And that would tell me a pretty good strategy for the president tonight would not to do anything that is going to fire up people that are already Trump folks, but rather play to undecided voters. You know, that'd be a good strategy, I think. What do you think? Is that being a politician? Judge Jeanine is coming up today on the program, too, and lots more. Undecided voters. We want to hear from you today. Undecided voters. Interesting. That gives me a little encouragement, the last caller. I have some friends that are Democrats, longtime Democrats, and right now are toying switching sides for Donald Trump. I don't watch a debate tonight because I hear all the garbage on the media. I like that. It's exactly what I'm looking for. So just call us up at 800-228-0550. Judge Jeanine at the bottom of the hour. I love the title of her new book, Don't Lie to Me. I mean, just saying that has me quaking in fear. Don't lie to me. And stop trying to steal our freedom. Judge Jeanine Pirro, number one New York Times bestselling author. Looking forward to that chat. Senator John Hoeven, top of the hour. Two things on my mind with the senator. One is the COVID relief package. The House now has a different version, so we'll talk about that. We'll also talk with him about the timeline and the voting and Amy Coney Barrett and what will happen there. Your questions or comments, welcome for him as well. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will be talking census today with us on the program. And the money guy, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk, local Raymond James Financial Service Advisors. Brian is in demand. He goes all across the upper Midwest giving talks about the market and managing money. And best part is they do plans for you as well to participate in. So we love that. Love it. Talk about that coming up. Want to mention, if you haven't yet taken the census, you can couple of things. Return that paper form that you got laying around somewhere. Can't find it, don't know where it's at, visit my2020census.gov. That's another. You can respond by phone. In English, or up to 13 languages, 844-330-2020. You can answer census takers during their door-to-door operations. They're doing a lot of that now, just a quality control. Has someone been here? Have you talked to them on the phone? Have you submitted by... So they're not harassing you. They're just making sure. If you've done it, great, okay. We're just quality control, making sure. And assistance also available on the federal website, 2020census.gov, 2020census.gov. A few resources for you. Very important. Very near the end. Crunch time right now. Texter says only one polling place in Trail County. Yeah, we touched on that earlier. Somebody called and said, what the heck's going on? There's only one? Find out from your county auditor where the voting is happening this year, because there are different things in place. But we did track down the fact that the Mayville Army is the one polling place open on Election Day. That's south of the new subway there along Highway 200. And will be available with the hours voting set at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Please allow yourself extra time to vote. Only one polling place means longer lines and waiting times. Not exactly sure why, but that's the scoop. Emailer says, good morning, Scott. My name is Paul. I love listening to your show. Thanks for continuing to give another perspective of the American experience. As an African immigrant, it is important that I have the opportunity to hear all views and platforms to enrich my decision-making process. Thanks, Paul. Well, isn't that a nice little note? Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I better quickly respond to that one. If you send me an email, a text, and I don't respond, don't think it means anything other than it's just impossible to respond to all of them. And I don't want to sound like some kind of big shot, but we literally get hundreds and hundreds of texts every day. I get, I don't know, 3-4 dozen emails a day. It's just impossible to keep up with all. My instinct is to want to talk to everybody and say, thank you, I appreciate it, and you're wonderful, and you're great. But we just don't have the ability to do that. So, what else have we got here? Back to the, I wanted to tell you what Bish McConnell had to say. It's not long. Welcoming Amy Coney Barrett to the Senate, saying, we're pleased today to welcome Judge Barrett to begin the process of advice and consent in the Senate. And as you know, she'll be visiting with members who are interested in talking to her during the course of the next few days. We're glad to have her here. Very well said, Mitch. He didn't say too much, though, did he?
No.
That's very poignant. Very, 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 very poignant. Yeah. Okay. I love it. Here's some more text now. 800-228-0550, by the way, our toll-free telephone number. You can call locally 701-271-1100 or 258-0550. 258-0550. Are you an undecided voter? Do you know somebody who's undecided? Then we want to talk to you. Judge Jeanine coming up here in a few minutes, too. Get your questions in for her as well, okay? Bob in Williston, you're next. Bob, go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Yeah, I was just going to mention, I hope somebody checks Joe Biden for an earpiece tonight before the debate.
I just saw on Fox Business News that there was some little bulletin to the effect of Donald Trump or the Trump campaign is asking for a third party to check the ears of the candidates for devices. So
I hope that happens.
Yeah. I don't know. Could you? So, Bob, if somebody gave you an earpiece, I guess if you had an earpiece and I was your opponent and I'm yapping, blah, 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 somebody's hearing what I'm saying and say, you need to go after him and say that, you know, the Affordable Care Act is going to be toast if the... I guess then you'd have a little bit of a... I would think it'd be so mind-boggling to try and process it all, right? You're hearing him, hearing somebody else. I guess I'm wondering if it could work, but it is Joe Biden, after all. It's the guy who talks about his hairy legs, right? So who knows what he'd talk about if he didn't have that help, you know?
I think to the average person that might be, you know, a little difficult. I work for a living with an earpiece in my ear. I'm a police officer out here, so... Yeah, it's a little easier for me, but for the average person, I think that would be difficult unless they're just talking and he's just repeating exactly what they're saying, you know, just like if he was talking, you know. But
right.
I think it would be difficult, but I sure hope they check him anyway, because I don't think there needs to be any monkey business going on, you know.
I love how Trump gets in their head on game day, though. It's fabulous. You can't get any better than that. Thanks, Bob. Somebody else said someone better check Biden for an earpiece before the debate. We're not alone here. We are not alone. So, you know, how about that?
Check him for an earpiece?
Come on, man.
Well, you know, he has talked about his hairy legs before, if I'm not mistaken, hasn't he, Kev?
Oh, absolutely.
He's got hairy legs, yeah.
And
we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
So you're clear.
One nation under God. The thing. Yeah, that
you know
that thing. Yeah, you know the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else was.
I do actually know the thing, Joe.
I think he'd do worse with an earpiece than somebody else. Jim in Bismarck wants to talk about the school board meeting. Going to get to him when we come back, and we of course have Judge Jeanine coming up. Judge Jeanine Pirro, the book is Don't Lie to Me! Don't Lie to Me! Kevin, do not lie to me.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler.
Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home of home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. And that good old-fashioned home cooking that you're absolutely going to love. Like a hot beef sandwich. How does that sound? Or chicken pot pie. Those are the specials if you cruise on into Valley City. PetroServe USA, exit 292. Meatball dinner, at the Harwood location. 12th Avenue Fargo location is beef noodle today and a little country fried steak. Would you go gravy on that? Gravy? No gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Gravy.
Oh, yeah. Country fried steak. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You aren't thinking how to make something, you know, a little more nutritional when it's country fried steak.
No.
You're all in.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. So all of this is like, good. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Right there at a PetroServe USA near you. 4 for $4 deal at all their locations as well. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, the best cookies ever. 4 items for $4. PetroServe USA. All right, Daniel, if you don't have a call yet from the judge, I'm going to go to Jim in Bismarck here, who's waiting to wait. Okay. Jim, Bismarck,
hey,
you're next
on
What's on Your Mind. Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I just want to make a comment. I watched a school board meeting last night, and I was kind of shocked, I guess, by Eastgate and Sagsveen. They wore their masks to the meeting, but each time they spoke, they took the mask off. So I'm just wondering, like, do they think that when they speak, the virus magically disappears, or do they just not know any better?
Well, look, if we're going to parse the effectiveness of each mask and what works and what doesn't, I mean, if I'm talking at a microphone with a mask, you know, the size of the droplets of the coronavirus are going to go through the mask and go into the mic anyway, right?
And, yeah, and I agree and, with and, that.
So you might slow it down a little bit, but yeah. I mean, to your point, if they're I don't know, are they both a part of the mask mania where they say you should wear it and then they're not?
I'm just saying if they truly believe in it, which I don't, but if they truly believe that masks keep people safe, then why did they take it off when they spoke? That just shows they're either, you know, politicizing the mask, trying to make a statement, because if they truly believe that they work, they wouldn't have taken them off to speak.
Yeah, good point. Good point, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. We do have the one and only Judge Jeanine Pirro, the author of the best titled book ever. I don't think there's ever been maybe the Holy Bible. That's pretty well titled. But Don't Lie to Me. Is about as good as you get. Judge Jeanine Pirro, and the subtitle is Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. Like, if you were saying to me, don't lie to me, I'd be scared out of my wits, just so you know. So I think it's...
You know, I used to say that to the defendants. You know, you can always tell when someone's lying to you. And the American people, I think, can tell when someone's lying to them. This whole thing about the pandemic, which clearly has taken lives, and we can't undercut that. The truth is that what they're trying to do is prolong it. Americans know what they need to do to protect themselves. They know who's vulnerable. But, you know, I was in North Carolina on, I believe it was Saturday. And so I'm coming from New York. I've got my mask on. And everyone else is hugging and holding hands. And I'm like, am I in another planet here? I mean, they've got us so beaten down in New York that, you know, they just want to lock us in our homes. They want to open the borders, they want to defund police, and they want to take away our guns. I mean, it's just it's the playlist, the playbook, I should say, for the Democrats in trying to win this election. And in the meantime, they're going after law and order as if we were never a nation of law and orders. It's terrible.
It is terrible. There's no doubt about it. By the way, come on out here to the Midwest, North and South Dakota, Minnesota. We're doing lots of hugging here, too. So, and I've heard that. I've heard that from D.C. visitors. It's been like Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, and others have had, guests out here from the administration. They're like, wow, this is so different.
It is different. And, you know, it is so reminiscent of America and what America is all about. It's about, you know, live free. It's about, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and they're trying to change not just, you know, our way of life, but the Constitution. And, you know, you can't say something that they find politically incorrect or you'll lose your job because people who work with you are triggered by your very presence. I mean, that's nonsense. And freedom of religion, let's talk about who they wanted to shut down during the pandemic. Look, the wine distilleries and the booze places are all open. So you can buy wine, you can buy booze, you can buy... decided that we are a nation. We need booze and weed.
Meanwhile, the churches are shut down. Yeah, I mean, you're breaking up a little bit on us on the cell signal there, Judge. Didn't hear everything you said there, but got the gist of it, certainly, on what is open versus, you know,
go ahead.
What isn't. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, good. So we just had a tough connection there, but I got you. I got a jolt out of the start of your book, and I think if everybody approaches this election, this debate tonight, the decision we face in, you know, how you react to a pandemic, everything, in this context, you'll be a lot smarter. It'll inform you to go into the debate, and it is this. This is Judge Jeanine. Here's my open chapter one. We are in the fight of our lives. It's a fight between good and evil and a fight between truth and lies. People don't get that, right? They think, oh, it's just politics, whatever. This is different, isn't it, Judge?
This is very different. Look, you know, we are used to politicians engaging in a certain amount of lying. You know, it's almost a given. But right now, this schism between the left and the right is so clear that the left will say or idea that last minute we need mail-in ballots because of the coronavirus. Really? No, there was no problem there. I think that the effort to turn a capitalist country into a socialist country and sometimes you need to believe people when they tell you who they are. When Kamala Harris talk about the Harris administration with Joe Biden, and the next day Joe Biden says the Harris administration telling you that it's going to be the Harris administration.
That's how they sold the deal. I'm not sure if you can inch a little closer to a window or somewhere else. I'd get one more bar out of it, but we have the dreaded cell phone signal. Another reason to move to the heartland of America, not have to put up with that crazy deal there. Blake and Bismarck for Judge Jeanine. Go ahead, Blake.
Don't lie to me. You know, I was born and raised a Democrat and switched because of their lying. We're 92, for example, when Clinton said, I think abortion should be safe, legal, and rare, and I will sign any bill that comes to my desk that makes it more rare. And then he vetoed the partial birth abortion ban. And like Obama, when he said, I believe marriage between one man and one woman, and the instant he got into office, he legalized gay marriage. It's like, well, Biden's going to do the same thing tonight. You know, he's going to try to pretend he's a moderate and say he's law and order and all of these different things. Like, is everybody going to fall for it again? I mean, are people still that dumb that they're going to believe it?
Well, you know, people sometimes just kind of believe. Look, Americans are good people. We want to believe in the best of other people. And so absolutely, Americans will say, okay, well, that's what he said. When the truth is, as soon as they asked him about defunding the police, he said, yes, absolutely. And then like weeks or a month later, he says, oh, no, that's not what I meant, when his pollsters got to him. And the same with fracking. Oh, yeah, we're getting rid of fracking. No more coal, no mining. But, you know, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, you can all, you know, just pound salt now. And then he says, but I meant maybe some fracking. You know, they are lies one after another, and I go through them in the book. And that's why it infuriates me. They lie and they make promises. And the only person who does what he says and says what he means is Donald Trump. Every president promised they'd move the embassy to Jerusalem. Every one of them promised. Who did it? Donald Trump. We had an African-American as a president. He didn't do anywhere near what Donald Trump did for the African-American community in terms of employment, in terms of the First Step Act, in terms of criminal justice reform. None of them care about us. We're just pawns on a playboard so that, you know, if they can get it past us, they can high-five each other, backslap each other, and grab that raw political power. And America has to understand we're at the precipice. We're either a capitalist country or a socialist country, where they give us a mere pittance when a dry run with the pandemic, just enough to keep us quiet and afraid. We go to the supermarket, we buy what we need, and then we come back and we just listen to what the state tells us. Hogwash. This is America. This is a country. We are born of a revolution. We are not socialists. And they've infiltrated the schools. And this whole thing with Black Lives Matter, the organization, not the movement, but the organization, communist, Marxist, they don't believe in the nuclear family. I mean, everything that is not America is what they are proposing. And as we get into the Supreme Court hearing, you know, we saw that, what's her name, Hirono or whatever her name is from Hawaii, saying all women need to be believed. And, you know, Brett Kavanaugh, you know, he's clearly a gang rapist. Why? Because someone said it. It's just stunning to me because.
And by the way, now not meeting with Amy Coney Barrett. All women need to be believed. Well, you can't make it up.
The insult is amazing, and they are teaching America that the resistance and disrespect for the Constitution, law and order, burning down businesses, buildings, courthouses is the way to go. That's nonsense. But they've been doing it, guys, for a long time. I mean, this bail reform, it's a euphemism for virtually everybody gets released. They're electing socialist-funded DAs who don't believe in incarceration. I mean, America is on the precipice. I have it all in the book, and I have it footnoted. So if you argue with a liberal, just go to my footnotes.
Two quick questions, and we'll let you go. One, what does Donald Trump need to do tonight in the debate? What are you watching for from him?
Well, I'm watching for Donald Trump to be able to, you know, be the man that he has been. He's a fighter. He's a fighter for the common man. The facts are on his side. And I believe first thing he's going to do is he's going to analyze Joe Biden. And he's going to say, which Joe Biden is it tonight? Is it the Joe Biden who can't put a sentence together and talks about corn pop and hairs on his legs in the swimming pool and rusty blades and telling parents to have their kids listen to the record player? Or is it the Joe Biden who, in his debate with Bernie Sanders, was lucid and clear? And that's why the president is asking for a drug. You know, Joe Biden's going to be 78 in a few weeks. And I think the American people are entitled to know what is his medical history. What drugs are he taking? And of course, you're going to see Donald Trump. I mean, he's really a character at times. I mean, I've known him for 35 years. The man's a character. So we'll find some humor in it, but there'll always be some knockout punches. I fully expect that.
All right, a couple seconds left. Does he win in November? Is Donald Trump on the way to re-election?
Absolutely. The left will try to steal it with these mail-in ballots, and you can rest assured it's going to be a hard-fought battle, but we've got to have him re-elected.
God bless you, Judge Jeanine. Great talking to you. Take care, and congrats on the new book. We love it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Don't lie to me. Stop trying to steal our freedom. These are exciting times for the University of Mary. They've opened up their new state-of-the-art facility for their School of Engineering. I'm filling our region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. The university's engineering faculty, world class, and now they have a beautiful space to practice their craft of teaching students who will go out and serve our communities. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, civil, mechanical, electrical engineering. The cutting edge curriculum and classroom is designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously, connecting theory learned in class with the real task students will encounter in their future careers. The University of Mary never stops innovating on ways to serve their students in our community. Proud that their engineering graduates are poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering. Somebody asked me during the break, that Judge Jeanine is great. I'd love to get her book. Never heard of her before. She is a Fox News host on the weekend. Really good show. Because you can cut it. She just cuts through it really well. And the book is good. I, again, come back to the fact that it starts with something all of us need to realize. The politics of our past. If I'm a Democrat, it means this. If I'm a Republican, it means that. All gone. All out the window. And in fact, Minnesota. Prime example, Tina Smith, 100% in the pocket of Planned Parenthood. She's just a Planned Parenthood senator. It's all she is, nothing else, which is why she won't even meet with this Amy Coney Barrett. Never mind the Constitution. But the opener of her book said, well, we're in the fight of our lives. It's a fight between good and evil and a fight between truth and lies. That's what politics is today, folks. It is. So you got to arm yourself to be in that arena. All right, let's get an update on the census, how things are looking there. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is here. Hello, Mr. Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. I I always like to start these segments with a sort of a reset on why the census is important, because I think people see it as, you know, Big Brother knocking on the door. Why do you need this information? What are you going to do with this information? And, you know, the census, Steve Moore the other day was on, a great economist, and he said, you know, the census data is the gold standard. That's how we know, you know, how many people are where and, you know, how we serve them. And there's a rock solid conservative, Steve Moore. So it's an important type. But what would your argument be for why the census is important to the state of North Dakota?
Well, the first and foremost is that's how funding is distributed for all the programs that we put together and we legislate and we support at the congressional level, the federal level. It's also how the dollars are spread around within the state on our programs that we put together in a lot of instances. And so first and foremost, it's the fair, equitable distribution of those tax dollars that us as taxpayers put into the pot, and then we legislate programs to spend with it that we as citizens feel necessary and need to continue forward our daily lives, and that's how it's distributed. It's based on census data in most cases. But not only that, think about North Dakota staying the same level, 750,000 or so for generations, and all of a sudden we had something happen here around the 2010 timeframe. For the last 10 years, we've been adding population like the states that have had fast growth. All of a sudden, we're one of them. It's not just the Sun Belt states, it's us as well. And so actually being able to quantify the success we've had of bringing people here and bringing younger people here and having that data of what percentage of our population are in these different age groups and ethnicities, et cetera, that's really important for us as our own scorecard as well. You don't hear that talked about very often, but that's a victory for us in the last 10 years to have grown the population to the level that we have. And it really is time to quantify that and have it be national news of what's happened here in North Dakota. So that's another plea that all of us need to be counted, but everyone counts. And these federal funds, grants, state monies, community monies, they're based on population totals. And North Dakota benefits the most, and every single resident is counted. And this is different this year as everything is in 2020. We're actually capturing census data by online, by phone, or the traditional paper form for the first time. You simply have to visit my2020census.gov. If you are living here in North Dakota, you were living here April 1st in North Dakota, and you want to be counted, you want your voice to be heard, you want to make sure the resources get to our communities, that's where you go, my2020census.gov. And there's also a phone number, 1-844-330-2020. Anyway, Scott, I can't be more enthusiastic about getting everyone counted. We know what happened in the oil boom in 2010 of not getting the people counted that were living and working in North Dakota and not living in permanent housing. Those people should have been counted. They were residents of North Dakota at that time. So we need to have the same emphasis here and get everyone counted that's living here and working here as of April 1st.
Sounds like North Dakota has been a bit of a challenge to get counted. What do you make of that?
The same as it was 10 years ago. It's probably a little better because 10 years ago we didn't have the apartments and the housing construction, so it was really difficult. But there were more organized large man camps that a person could go into if you were counting census at that time. Whereas now it's a little bit more unorganized. Again, the man camps have been taken out of ordinance where they're allowable, etc. A lot of folks still living there and coming in and out from different states. But if you're working here and living here the majority of the time, you're in North Dakota and need to be counted.
It matters, folks. Again, the numbers that Brent mentioned, 844-330-2020 or online, my2020census.gov, my2020census.gov. It's just very, very important to your community, and I know that matters to folks. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate the update on the census. We'll have Brent back soon to talk about some other things.